it would have more people there during the summer than during the winter, as the migrant workers come in to take care of farming and different occupations. Farming is the major occupation of most people in the area, with the professionals, they would be more involved in the oil field business.
Is that oil field business pretty widespread in that part of Texas?
No, not as widespread. It used to be more than there is now, but it still it provides jobs for quite a few of the people. But still, farming and ranching would be more prevalent.
Were you ever involved with any of the work on farms or ranches out there?
Just sort of indirectly. I never did that much. I saw it. We owned some land until we sold it recently. But my relatives are all involved in farming, and I have worked in grain elevators during the summer and been part of the agriculture business.
I see. What do you remember much about the house that you grew up in? Could you just, describe it to me generally, the type
yes.
of house it was?
It was at an oil camp, just outside of Sinton, just wood-framed, white building, two-bedroom, large living and dining room combined, and a kitchen, the garage.
That would be how many rooms all together?
Five.
And they were used
in the bathroom, six.
So you had the bathroom, the
two bedrooms, that's three, kitchen's four, and then the living and dining room were divided. So it was the size of two rooms, although it was just one. So it was, and then there was a carport, garage.
I see. So when you go back home, that's where you stay?
No, that's where I grew up. The home we have now is a 1.5 story, brick on the bottom, cedar on the top, three bedrooms, all on the top floor, the living room, dining room, kitchen. See, bath and upstairs and shower downstairs, two car garage.
Yeah, I see. Talking about the house that you grew up in, you mentioned a room, we'll say the room in the house where most people would entertain company. You call that the
I call it the living room.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people around that part of the country call it anything else?
No. There's no, they don't. Not in the part of South Texas where I'm from.
Yeah.
Where I've gone other places in college in the area where I've heard it called the sitting room very often.
Yeah.
But it was always referred to as the living room in the farming communities around us.
Uh-huh.
It's where we did everything.
Yeah, you know? Right. Have you ever heard people call it the parlor or something like that?
No, I did have great aunts and uncles who had larger homes, and they did have parlors, but they were usually a separate room.
Mm-hmm.
If they had a den, sometimes, if it was not, if it was just used on special occasions, it would be a parlor. They would, with the
different this house that you grew up in, was it the type of house, you've been in that has a real high ceiling?
No, it was very pragmatic. It was built on oil canopy. It used to have low ceilings, and it was just a place to live.
Have you ever been in a house like that?
Yes, especially one of the best types, and this is the fraternity house where I went to college, is one of the best examples of high ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And it was.